The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in James chapter 5. If you have access to a Bible, can open the Scripture, I would invite you to grab it and open to James chapter 5 as we consider His Word today. Quickly, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many resources you'll find there, resources for Bible study, resources about our ministry here in South Florida. But there is also a link there that says, contact us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'll write to us and give us an address, we would love to send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook, easily fits into a shirt pocket or into your purse or into a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday and really Sunday too, but I take it to write down as I hear prayer requests. I write them down and I'm able to go back and look and see where and when God has answered prayer. I'd love to get one of these into your hands. We send out many of these, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. You can get them through the website at considerhisword.org. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, also, you can receive one just simply by writing to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. James chapter 5, he begins talking about prayer. Now, James is one of my favorite books. And I love how, as he finishes this book, James is very practical. He's talked to us about reading the Word of God and about how we should live and how we should treat people. But as he gets to the end of his little epistle, he begins to talk about prayer. Let me begin reading at verse 13. Our text is really verse 15, but let me start reading at verse 13. This is James 5, 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I want to read that one more time. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Proverbs 15 says, verse 8, kind of at the end of the verse, it says, the prayer of the upright is his delight. If we're going to walk with God, it's absolutely vital that we develop a consistent, effective prayer life. You realize that it's our lack of prayer that keeps us away from God. Our lack of prayer makes us powerless. It's hard to work for God when you're powerless, when you're not in tune with Him and walking with Him and praying with Him. It causes you to feel defeated. It's hard to praise the Lord when you feel defeated. And so our lack of prayer really does have a great impact in our walk with God, in our fellowship with God. That prayer keeps us in fellowship every day, all day, just talking to the Lord and giving God glory and thanking Him. And so as a believer in Christ, we must develop an effective prayer life. He said, the effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I like to think of it this way, that effectual prayer is prayer that makes a difference, prayer that is effective. But if we're going to have that effectual prayer life, I think there are some important things that we've got to remember. And first of all is that if we're going to have an effective prayer life, we've got to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to come pray believing. You've got to be a child of God. Jesus said, actually, it's in John chapter 1, the Bible says that Jesus came to His own, and His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power, the authority to become the children of God. When we come, we've got to come believing, having received Christ as our Savior. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Now listen to this. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We've got to believe Him when we pray. You know, I wonder, and I'm not God, and I can't say, but I wonder how God responds when somebody says, you know, they come to God and maybe they're in trouble, or maybe they're having some kind of a difficult time going through trials, a hard time, and they'll finally decide, you know, they've exhausted everything else. They've tried everything they know to try, and then they finally decide, well, I'm going to try prayer. And they'll come and they'll say something like, well, God, if you're up there, I don't know that that's coming believing. That's kind of come hoping, but I don't know that it's praying believing. I'm not saying God doesn't answer those prayers. God's going to do what God wants to do. But Hebrews says that we've got to come believing. He that comes to God must believe that He is. Remember what Jesus said also in Matthew 21 when He said, all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So I think it's important that we come believing. I think, secondly, that we ought to be committed to the Word of God and committed to the will of God. Sometimes we get confused because God is not like Santa Claus. God is, you know, not a vending machine. The Bible says that we pray, when we pray, we ought to pray according to His will. Romans 12 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Are you willing to accept the will of God when you pray? Being surrendered to Him, separated from the world, humble before Him, serious before Him. Verse 3 goes on to say, continuing in Romans 12, for I say through the grace given to me that every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We come seriously, soberly here means that we come with serious with God. Not flippantly, but seriously. You've got to be committed to the will of God. I believe we also need to be committed to the Word of God. I want to go back to James for just a minute. In James chapter 1, starting in verse 22, he said, be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, despising your own self. For if any be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. We need to be in the Word of God, living in obedience, be doers of the Word. He said to receive the Word and then to do the Word. And if we're going to do the Word of God, we've got to be reading the Word of God. spending that time with the Lord. How do you know what God wants you to do if you haven't read His Word? How do you know how to live for God if you hadn't read the instructions? I heard somebody say just the other day, he said, life doesn't come with an instruction manual. Well, yes, it does. It's called the Bible, and the Bible will instruct you how to live. St. Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, that's teaching, and reproof, telling you what you shouldn't be doing, and correction, telling you how to do it right, and instruction in righteousness, knowing how to live for God. He does give us those instructions. And if we're going to be effective in our prayer life, we've got to know the Lord. We've got to be committed to His will. Remember, Jesus was committed to His will there in the Garden of Gethsemane when He prayed, "Thy will be done and not mine." You pray that God's will is be done, or do you demand that God follows your will? I'm afraid He just laughs at you when you do that. You know, sometimes we make all of our plans and we decide we're going to go here and do this or do that, and all along God has another plan for us altogether. We've got to be sensitive to His will and be committed to His will, but then also be committed to His Word. And if we're going to be committed to the Word of God, we've got to be reading the Word of God. Let the Spirit of God be your teacher. John 16:13, He said, "Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He'll guide you into all truth." How many times I've heard people say, "Well, I just don't understand it. I don't get it." And you know what's interesting is I've had people tell me that. "Oh, I've tried to read the Bible. I don't get it. I don't understand it." And then what happens to them is they decide to trust Christ and they get saved, and suddenly they begin to understand the Word of God. You see, the Spirit of God will illumine His Word so that we do understand it. Somebody said it this way, that when you get saved, God turns the light on, and suddenly we begin to understand the Word of God. Now, listen, don't jump into the hard things of the Word of God. Get into the milk of the Word. Books like John, 1 John, James. James is such a great book. When I was a young Christian, one of the first serious Bible studies I did was in the book of James, and boy, did I learn a lot from James. And you can, too, to get into the Word of God and study it and know it. And I've said this before. In fact, I said it just a few weeks ago, and I'm gonna say it again. But if you're going to be consistent in the Word of God and be faithful in the Word of God, you've got to have a plan. You don't just randomly open the Bible and hope you find something that helps. Get a plan. There's so many of them out there, a chapter a day. You know, if you read Proverbs, Proverbs has 31 chapters. Most months have 31 days. You can read Proverbs in a month. Read a proverb a day. Get you a place consistently where you can study and get into that habit. Get into the practice of being in the Word of God every day. Somebody ask you this. Did you pray today? Do you believe that God heard you? Do you believe that God will answer you? He promised to answer. He said, Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things that you know not of." Our time is gone today. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.